A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Marcus Yud Beis, Marcus 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start on the facing page, midway on the page, in middle of the Mishnah. We're dealing with the case of a person who killed by mistake, and he has to go to Golus, to the Ari Mikla, to the cities of refuge. The Mishnah tells us, counting up from the wide lines, about six lines, Ve'eno yotze, and he does not leave the Arei Miklat, lo le'edus mitzvah, not for testimony of a mitzvah, ve'lo le'edus mamon, and not for testimony in financial matters that would benefit one person over the other and achieve clarity, ve'lo le'edus nefashos, and not for testimony in a capital case, ve'afilu yisrael tzurichim lo, even if the Jewish people need him. He's a critical player. Vafilu Sartzava Yisrael, even if he's the general of the Jewish people, Ki Yoav ben Tzeruya, the example is Yoav, the general of David, Eina Yotze Misham Liolam, he's not allowed to leave there. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Asher Nas Shama, he has to run there and stay there. Shantei Diraso, that's where he has to live. Shamte Misasa, that's where he dies. Shamte Kiburasa, that's where he's buried. Unless, of course, the Kohen Gadol dies and he gets released. But if he's remaining in the status of a person who has to be in the Arei Miklat, it is quite binding. An interesting question that we can ask is, let's take the most provocative case here, that his presence is needed outside of the Arei Miklat to save lives. So normally one would think that even if he has a mitzvah to be in the Arei Miklat, or a mitzvah to do anything, most mitzvahs would get the override if it's a case of pikuach nefesh, life endangerment. In general, life endangerment would trump other issues, other mitzvahs, except for Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shfichas Damim, the three biggies, Chilul Hashem, certain applications. But in general, Pikuach Nefesh is considered the stronger in the decision-making process, and maybe he should be able to leave in order to save lives. So there really would be two approaches over here. One approach is Pikuach Nefesh is very great, and it should override his mitzvah to be in the Arei Miklat. However, if he leaves the Arei Miklat, Hitir atzmo lemisa, the Goel Adam, the Avenger, would be allowed to kill him. And therefore we have the principle of Chayecha Kodmin, your life comes first. You're not obligated to put your own life on the line in such a significant way to save someone else's. We discussed this, that you're supposed to take reasonable risks, not to be overly protective of yourself, but this is pretty big risk, and therefore Chayecha Kodmin would be the rule that his life comes first. That's one approach, so that Pikuach Nefesh would indeed override the mitzvah to be in Arei Miklat, but it wouldn't override someone else's life, can't kill him, that he's going to have to risk his life to that extent. A second approach, though, is that it's an obligation to stay in the Arei Miklat, nothing to do with his risk to life. It's literally a mitzvah, the way the Mishnah presented it. No matter what, Eino Yotze, he's not allowed to leave. And the difference would be the case where he does not feel it's risky. Imagine Yoav himself. He's a warrior. He's a general. He can surround himself with bodyguards. and he's really not worried about the Goel Adam. Would he be allowed to leave the Ir Miklat because he does not consider it a risk to his own life, and the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh would override the mitzvah of staying in the Ir Miklat? Or, as the Mishnah stated explicitly, I don't care why you think you're leaving, the mitzvah was to stay in the Ir Miklat. We'll leave that as a discussion. Also, an interesting discussion on the daf itself, Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom, is how do you categorize certain things in terms of their location? The Mishnah, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Ilan Shehu Omed Bisochat Chum, a tree is inside of the boundaries around the Ir Miklat, whatever the allowance is, but it's within the range. And its branches are outside of the tchum. Is that tree considered within the boundaries? Or is it outside the boundaries? And likewise, Omed chutz l'tchum v'nofanota b'socha tchum. If the trunk of the tree is outside the tchum, but its branches are within the boundary, how do you define that tree? Likewise, one could imagine that you could have a building, a house, and it's fundamentally in one place, but there's an annex that protrudes over the border. So, in today's terms, we would say, where do you get your mail? What's your address? Are you within the boundaries? Or are you outside the boundaries? And physically, where does the line go? The Gemara addresses this on Amud Beis in the concept of a ma'ara, of a cave. The opening of the cave is within or outside the boundaries, and the actual place where the person is when he's in the cave is the opposite location. How do you define that cave? Do you define it by the way a person would enter it from the world? Or do you define it by its actual GPS location, even though there's no access there? But which location is it considered? And again, we'll leave that as a discussion. We continue in the process regarding this horeg bishogeg, a person who killed by mistake and is obligated to be in the Ir Miklat. Let's look at Yud Beis Amud Beis 12b, pagination is 24, at the bottom. Rotzeach shegola le'ir miklato. He did what he was supposed to. He went to the city of refuge. V'ratzu anshe yo'ir lechabdo. And the people of the city want to honor him. Yom Elohim, he must tell them, Rotzeach ani, I'm a murderer. I killed someone by mistake. And it's not proper for you to honor me, or at least unwittingly. We need to have transparency. He has to do that disclosure. Omrulo, they tell him, Afal pike, nevertheless, we want to honor you. Yikabo mehem, he can accept it. Shenema vized devar harotzeach, he had to verbalize, he had to tell them his status. That's what happens while he's in the Ir Miklat. What happens when he returns to society with the death of the Kohen Gadol? So we look at the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo haya chozer l'srara shahaya ba. He does not return to the same position that he had before the accident, before the tragedy. In the words of the Rambam, Harehu morid migedulaso kol yamav, he goes down from whatever status he had until that point. He was the leader of the community. When he comes back after the death of the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't just morph right in that they were waiting for him, that he was out on disability or something. He does not. Howil, because uba takola zua gedola al yado, this great tragedy happened through him, and therefore he gets lowered from whatever status he was at. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.